Lesson 24, I Can Show Gratitude, from Primary 2 Manual, Choose the Right A. Purpose, to encourage each child to feel and express gratitude to Heavenly Father. Preparation, 1. Prayerfully study Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 2. Prepare to sing or say the words to Children All Over the World, Children's Songbook, page 16. 3. Materials needed. A. A Bible. B. A small cup, a large spoon, a container of water, and a pan or flat dish big enough to hold the cup and the container of water. C. Crayons and paper for each child. D. Chalkboard, chalk, and eraser. E. Picture 2-45. 10 lepers, Gospel Art Picture Kit 221, item number 62150. 4. Make the necessary preparations for any enrichment activities you want to use. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Follow up with the children if you encourage them to do something during the week. We have been given many blessings. Attention activity. Display the empty cup, the spoon, and the container of water. Ask the children to think of the many blessings Heavenly Father has given them and explain that each time they name a blessing, they may take a spoonful of water from the container and put it into the cup. Place the cup and the container of water in the pan or dish to catch spills, and place the pan or dish on a flat surface, such as the table or floor. You may want to use the following questions to help the children think of their blessings. What are some of the beautiful creations Heavenly Father has given us? Who are some of the special people He has blessed us with? What things can our wonderful bodies do? Have the children take turns naming blessings and putting spoonfuls of water in the cup until the cup is filled to overflowing. Explain that Heavenly Father loves us and has given us many blessings. When we think of these blessings, we are thankful and filled with love for Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father has given us so many blessings that we can overflow with love, just like the cup overflowed with water. We should feel and show gratitude. Story and discussion. Tell the following story in your own words. Laura's birthday was coming up, and Laura's grandmother wanted to make her a special gift. Although Grandma's eyesight was failing and sewing by hand was becoming difficult for her, she decided to make Laura a doll. She spent many hours making a doll with braided hair, an embroidered face, and a beautiful lace dress. On Laura's birthday, Grandma wrapped up the doll and took it to Laura. Tell the children that you are going to tell them two different endings to the story. Ask them to listen carefully and decide which ending is better. Ending 1. Laura was excited about her birthday and her gifts. She opened all of them quickly. When she came to Grandma's gift, she opened the package, looked at the doll for just a moment, and then tossed the doll aside and reached for the next gift. Do you think Laura liked the doll? How do you think Laura's grandmother felt? Ending number 2. Laura was excited about her birthday and her gifts, and she opened each gift carefully. As she opened the package from her grandmother, a warm feeling came over her. She gently touched the doll's carefully braided hair, embroidered face, and lacy dress. Then she ran to her grandmother and hugged her tightly. "Oh, thank you, Grandma," she whispered. Do you think Laura liked the doll? How do you think Laura's grandmother felt? In which ending did Laura show love for her grandmother and appreciation for the many hours her grandmother spent making the doll? Discussion. Write the word gratitude on the chalkboard and say it with the children. Explain that gratitude is a feeling of being thankful. When we are thankful for something someone has done for us or given us, we should show our gratitude. How did Laura show her gratitude for the doll in the second ending to the story? explain that when we feel and show gratitude, we are happy, and the person we thank is also happy. Discuss the feelings of love and happiness that Laura and her grandmother shared because Laura felt and showed gratitude. Scripture story and discussion. Show picture 2-45, 10 lepers, and tell the story found in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Explain that leprosy is a skin disease that destroys parts of the body. People were afraid of lepers because they thought they would catch the leper's disease, so lepers had to stay away from their families and friends. Emphasize that when the lepers did what Jesus Christ told them to do, they were healed of their leprosy. They were able to live with their families and friends again. How would you feel if Jesus Christ had done this great miracle for you? Have the children listen as you read aloud Luke chapter 17, verses 15 to 17, to find out how the lepers showed their gratitude. How many lepers were healed? Have the children hold up 10 fingers. How many lepers returned to thank Jesus? Have the children put 9 fingers down. Emphasize that only one man out of 10 showed his gratitude to Jesus for this great miracle. Why do you think only one of the men returned to thank Jesus? We can thank Heavenly Father in our prayers. Scripture discussion. Read aloud 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 to the children. What does this scripture say we should do? Remind the children that Heavenly Father has given each of us many blessings. He is happy when we thank Him for our blessings. How can we thank Heavenly Father for the many blessings He gives us? Song. Sing or say the words to children all over the world. All over the world at the end of day, Heavenly Father's children kneel down and pray, each saying thank you in his own special way, saying thank you in his own special way. Gracias, maalo, wir danken dir. All over the world, tender voices hear. Some say tak, others merci. Kansha shimasu, we thank thee. Our Heavenly Father hears them. He understands each tongue. Our Heavenly Father knows them. He loves them, every one. Discussion. When do we pray? Discuss the various times we offer prayer and the things we can thank Heavenly Father for in each prayer. For example, when we pray before meals, we can thank Heavenly Father for giving us food to eat. Emphasize the importance of remembering to thank Heavenly Father in our prayers. We can show our gratitude through our actions. Discussion activity. Explain that we can also show our gratitude through our actions. When we obey the commandments and do the things Heavenly Father has asked us to do, we show that we love Heavenly Father and appreciate what He has given us. Describe some situations in which a person could show gratitude by his or her actions. Ask the children to tell how each person could show gratitude by being obedient to Heavenly Father. Use the following situations or create some of your own. 1. Mary is the oldest child in her family. She has 2 younger brothers and 2 younger sisters. She is thankful for her family. How could Mary show Heavenly Father that she is thankful for her family? By showing love and kindness to each family member. 2. John ran errands for his neighbor to earn extra money. He is thankful that Heavenly Father helped him find the job. How could John show his gratitude to Heavenly Father? By paying tithing on the money he earned. 3. Kim loves to play soccer. She is thankful that Heavenly Father has given her a strong, healthy body. What could Kim do to show Heavenly Father her gratitude for her body? Obey the word of wisdom, eat good foods, and take care of her body. 4. The missionaries taught Lee's family the gospel, and the family was baptized. Lee is very thankful for the missionaries. What could Lee do to show his gratitude to Heavenly Father? Prepare to serve a mission when he is older. 5. Anna looks forward to each Sunday. She loves going to primary. She is thankful for the church. What could Anna do to show Heavenly Father how thankful she is? Attend all her meetings. Be reverent at church. Summary. Art activity. Give the children paper and crayons and have them draw pictures of things they are thankful for. Invite the children to tell the other members of the class about their pictures. Testimony. Tell the children how thankful you are to be their teacher. Explain how you show Heavenly Father your gratitude for this blessing. Testify that Heavenly Father has given us many blessings, and He is happy when we feel gratitude and thank Him for our blessings. Encourage the children to remember to thank Heavenly Father for their blessings through their prayers and their actions during the coming week. As the children prepare for the closing prayer, ask them what things they could thank Heavenly Father for in the class prayer. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. Enrichment activities. Choose from the following activities those that will work best for the children in your class. You can use them in the lesson itself or as a review or summary. For additional guidance, see Class Time in Helps for the Teacher. 1. Ask the children to tell what their favorite animals, vegetables, and fruits are. Emphasize that Heavenly Father planned and Jesus Christ created all these things for us to enjoy. We should remember to show our gratitude for these things. 2. Show some pictures of animals. Discuss the care animals need, such as water, food, grooming, and love. Explain that taking care of animals and other creations shows Heavenly Father we are grateful for them. 3. If it is available, show the segment Reverence for God and Creation on Family Home Evening Video Supplement 2, item number 53277. Emphasize that Heavenly Father planned and Jesus Christ created everything we need to live and be happy. We should show them how thankful we are for our many blessings. 4. Sing or say the words to Thanks to Our Father, Children's Songbook, page 20. Can a Little Child Like Me? Children's Songbook, page 9. Or I Thank Thee, Dear Father, Children's Songbook, page 7. The words to I Thank Thee, Dear Father are included at the back of the manual. Tell the children that we can also thank Heavenly Father through singing. Explain that songs of praise to Heavenly Father are like prayers. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 12. Thanks to Our Father. Thanks to Our Father we will bring, for He gives us everything. Eyes and ears and hands and feet, clothes to wear and food to eat. Father, mother, baby small, Heavenly Father gives us all. Thanks to our Father we will bring, for He gives us everything. Can a little child like me? Can a little child like me thank the Father fittingly? Yes, oh yes, be good and true, patient, kind in all you do. Love the Lord and do your part. Learn to say with all your heart, Father, we thank Thee. Father, we thank Thee. Father in heaven, we thank Thee. End of Lesson 24, I Can Show Gratitude. From Primary 2 Manual, Choose the Right, A.